Yeah, we're looking for a unique song.
Do you know what it
I'm
is?
I guess that's this Tusk.
This is Tusk
right there.
Yes. Yeah. This is Tusk, yeah.
Got that. It is different.
You know, that reminds me of another song. Very unique by... Okay. I'm not going to get into it.
Fair enough.
I'm not going to go there. There is a song...
Nice job there, not being Joe.
Quite unique.
You don't ever want to be a Joe.
No. From a similar era band where they departed from the norm and didn't use instruments for a song.
I think I know the most unique song of all time, and I too will not say it. Although, end of the show, I may. I'll just...
There is something unique about you.
Many, many things.
You're walking around without shoes on, Joe.
For 7 seconds. There's no
zero really seconds
gross.
Should be the amount
no
of time.
There's no suits here yet. There's no corporate here yet. It's 7 a.m.
You're
disgusting.
Professional.
Hey, I'm with you guys. You guys are family. Hey, come on. I'm not supposed to say it on the radio and make me, you know, like that guy.
Family's not traipsing across.
Yeah, them. Well, you know. All right, let's welcome Mr. Seltzer. Let's welcome Ruben Amaro to the program as we do. We love having Ruben on.
Ruben Amaro Jr. in studio is brought to you by CJ's Tire and Auto. 18 convenient locations. We keep things moving. CJTire.com.
See, Ruben, this is why it's good we don't have a Hard Knocks for here, because people would have seen me walking without the shoes. How are you, bud?
I'm great. What a weekend.
So, as great as you are, and you are rather great, Philly's greater. Best record
in
baseball.
They're even greater. Yeah, they're playing really good baseball.
They really are, man.
They're doing the things that we had hoped they would do, and they're doing them more consistently.
Do you feel greater because the Phillies are doing so great?
It certainly brightens my day.
I think I feel greater.
Yeah.
Much greater.
I mean, I wake up trying to make sure that I don't miss too many pitches, and when they're not playing great, I'm like, eh.
Right, that's so true.
Yeah, it's very true.
Am I wrong? It's so true, man.
That's a true Philly fan.
That's not.
I'm fair weather.
But we are kind of calm. Like, there's a calmness. At least I feel a sense of more calm when I think about this Phillies team.
So it's funny because I don't. I'll say this, Sean.
It smooths out. The undulations from high to low, but I think it's been smoothed out a little bit this year.
Well, here's what I'll say. My sense of this season, not from my perspective per se, but like the millions of people, is people are very quick trigger to get in a bad mood fast. If they lose three in a row, I told you! They can't do it! This team stinks! They're not good enough! You see that swing in the dirt? Like, I think people get back there fast.
If they lose two out of three here to Atlanta, everybody's going to fall off the wagon.
You know what?
That's going to happen.
Here's what I'll tell you, Ruben. Here's the player. Here's the player this Phillies team reminds me of, the way people perceive them. Reminds me of Donovan McNabb.
Yeah, I think that's a fair comparison.
Like, wins a lot more than loses.
Yeah. Hasn't
won at all.
Was the best quarterback that I had ever seen up until
me too. No, he's still the best quarterback. But like to me, it's the way people could be quick triggered to turn on Donovan reminds me of how people can be quick triggered to turn on this Phillies team.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but that's sports, and that's what Philly sports is all about.
And it's also, I mean, they both have something in common. They both had chances to win it all and came up small in big spots.
Absolutely.
And that lasts. You know, that it's a shame, but it's what it is.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. A lot of reaction, obviously, with the weekend, the first 2 months of the Philly season. We got Ruben with us for the next 3 hours. Let's go to Ed in Phoenixville right now. What's happening, Ed?
Good morning, team. Good morning, Ruben.
Good morning.
Hi, Ed.
Wait, well, Ruben gets his own...
Yeah, that's right.
What is this? What, Ed?
Well...
Ed, I mean for, to him, yes, but to us...
How rude.
Come on, man.
It's a sum of the parts thing, Joe. You should take it as a compliment. good, successful weekend, these West Coast trips, and I'm just a fan watching on my own time. I don't have to compete in these things, but... I guess, you know, I was a little annoyed that there wasn't a game scheduled yesterday.
Ridiculous.
But
totally ridiculous.
These guys probably need a little bit of rest. So
take it on Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, I shouldn't be watching.
That's ridiculous.
No, make it a three-game series and give them Thursday
off. Are we in America?
I'm with you, Joe.
Are we in America?
How difficult it is to maneuver around a schedule for 30 teams to play 162 games.
All right, Rube, here's where I'm at.
Folks.
There's only 4 days I need the Phillies to play annually. Opening day, Memorial Day,
Fourth
of July, Labor Day. It's the only 4 days I require that they
and
play.
And they've been off on 4th of July recently, haven't they?
I think it was a year or two ago.
Dude, every team should, it shouldn't just be the Phillies. Baseball should have it that every team plays on those 4 days every year,
it's
period.
It's done by baseball.
Yeah, I mean, what are we doing here? Hello, Ed. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I know we have no shot at getting him, but holy crap, is Mason Miller good. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he can cook, man. He blew away Bryce Harper. I think it was on Friday night, maybe. He's got some stuff.
And yet the Phils got to him 2 out of 3 times.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
And his ERA is in like the mid-4s.
That's also exactly right.
So, man,
how about that Jacob
Wilson?
He hasn't
pitched in the East Coast in a pennant race all that much.
Yeah. Okay. Ed, give me an answer for a unique song.
REM, It's the End of the World as We Know It.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty unique.
It's pretty good.
Hey, Jacob Wilson's pretty awesome, too. The A's, they seem like they get some guys.
I saw Jacob Wilson play in the Arizona Fall League in the Fall Stars game that I had. I actually saw him at GCL before he was drafted. And I saw his dad there, and he was playing for a team in Arizona. I'm brain locking right now. Anyway, he was really good. I mean, he makes contact every single pitch, and he's the most jitteriest hands. He's got his hands moving, feet moving, all types of stuff going on, and he barrels. It's amazing.
It is
pretty
amazing.
Pretty damn impressive, man.
All right, let's
really
get to
fun to watch that kid.
Let's talk to David right now. What's going on, David?
Nothing much. I just want to win the Phillies ticket.
Yeah.
The song that I was thinking is Walk Like an Egyptian, like this for the Bengals.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That is a unique song.
Very unique song.
Yeah, and then you pair it with the video, and it really worked.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right, we're getting some good answers here. 215-592-9494. Speaking of answers, wait till you hear this. So Gilly, you know, the Eagles guy, you know, the big Philadelphia sports fan, what he said to Paul George recently about all of our frustrations with the Sixers. He said it straight to Paul George's face. Wait till you hear this. We're going to get to that. Sirianni, some of what he said last week about preparing for a new season as the Eagles make the turn to an OTA today. More on the Phils, obviously, their weekend series, losing on Sunday, but generally playing some great ball lately. We'll get to that and more. Phone calls on all of these topics, and we get Ruben in studio for the next 3 hours. Show to Cameron, Jen Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. All right, baseball fans, look, we know the deal. You love the long ball. Everyone loves the long ball, unless you're the pitcher that gives up the long ball. And with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, where they're giving you even more reasons to love home runs every Tuesday during the MLB season. Obviously, today's a Tuesday. What does that mean? It means it's Dinger Tuesday. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, FanDuel customers can get a home run profit boost. That's right, a home run profit boost. That means when you bet on the moonshots, you can take your winnings to new height. Obviously, the local club has a big-time slugger who is often amongst the league leaders in home runs. You can bet with him today or others. Find the player or players that works for you and lock him in at FanDuel.com/hammer. That's FanDuel.com/hammer. It's Dinger Tuesday. You can go yard today. You can go yard all season long. Make every moment more with America's number one sports book. And again, sign up at FanDuel.com/hammer. You can also apply, you know, bets to pro basketball, hockey. Obviously, 4 teams left in both of those sports. Find the better bets that works for you and lock them in at FanDuel.com/hammer. It's just ridiculous.
Right? I remember being in my house running on the treadmill with this one.
My God. All right,
did
hope
you
everyone
backslide on your workouts?
No.
Over the
good question.
Well, I didn't do it over Memorial Day weekend.
But why would you, of course?
Yeah.
What a crazy thought.
Why would you work out?
Oh, come on, man. It's down
how
the shore.
How would you exercise?
Down the shore.
Just, well, you know, like a lot of people go out and exercise every day.
I
just
walked,
because
but
it's
I didn't run. I didn't run. Mm. And then as the kids say, lift. And I just, you know,
yeah, the kids say it.
Kids say that.
Yep.
All right. So hope you're having a great. Ruben, how was your Memorial Day weekend, boy?
Well, the weekend was great.
Good.
My golf game was not good.
Okay.
Tough day.
Happens.
Yesterday. Yeah, it was a rough one.
Scale of 1 to 10. How annoyed were you?
Ooh, it was a full 10.
Yeah, I mean,
it was a full 10. I had a lot of F bombs. I mean, yeah. I F bomb a lot, but. This wasn't good.
Man, a bad round of golf.
Was it one of your one of your worst rounds in memory? But how much better was it than Joe?
Much better.
So yeah. you still broke 100 even though you stunk?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's amazing. Yeah. Your worst is better than
100 with 90 ease. Somewhere.
Oh,
yeah. It was putrid. It was putrid.
Putrid for him would be tremendous for me.
Yep.
Really?
So this year, Joe broke 100 one time.
I think I did it twice in the last 2 years.
I'm going to get to see your act here shortly.
Your Godfather.
That's correct.
Yeah, Godfather. Yeah.
That's right.
So let's talk about this Godfather.
Yeah, Ashburn Callis Foundation.
Tickets still available?
June 12th. Tickets are not available, but you can, as a sponsor, there's some sponsor opportunities still if you want to jump in.
Love it.
Like, you can do some T-Box stuff and some other things.
Good.
Yeah, check it out on AshburnCallisFoundation.org.
That's so cool that you combine the Richie and Harry thing. And, you know, I remember 2 years ago, Richie's son was there. That was really cool.
And actually, the other thing is, he'll be there. And the other thing is that the Ruben Amaro Sr. now is part of the program as well.
Good.
The Ruben Amaro Sr. Foundation will also be part of this.
Love it, man.
Sort of a combo platter.
Nice. All right. So the Phils over the weekend, kept winning until they finally did it on Sunday. Nine game winning streak ends. But great job by the Phils lately, and they have the best record in baseball. Now, here's who did not have the best record in their sport this past year: the 76ers.
Decidedly.
Correct. Now, I got to play this audio. This is from a couple days ago, but we never got to it last week because we were so push, worry on it. But John Gilley went on Paul George's podcast and kind of gave it to Paul George. And I really got to respect that.
Wow.
I really respect.
Paul George asked Gilley, hey, would you come on my podcast?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then, you wouldn't expect someone, right to the face. But this is to the face. All right. We're going to break this up into two parts here. Each are about 45 seconds or so. Listen, and Gilley is speaking from all of our standpoints as Philadelphia sports fan, which obviously he's a major Philadelphia sports fan, how we feel about them, the Sixers. Listen to what he said.
And I hate to be harsh, man, but I got to speak with the real, how we feeling, man. Bro, you played damn near just as many games as you didn't play, bro. And it's getting to the point now where it's like, man, f*** that s***, man. Rebuild all this s***, man. Because we don't even know if our best player going to be available, man. It ain't no doubt to me that Joel Embiid is the best player on the planet. I say that all the time. The only difference is we don't know what the we going to get every night, man. Oh, we might come out one night. I'm about to give you 50 and 20. Come on in. Then we might come out the next night and he might just settle for 17-footers all day. The one thing about Giannis is you're going to get maximum effort every night, man.
Pretty strong, right, John? I mean,
this is incredible.
It's a direct shot.
Joel Embiid is not the best player on the planet.
No, he's not. No, he's in large part because of that reality. If you don't know what you're going to get, how can you be? But I don't think he was ever the best player, but he was amongst the three or four best when he was healthy.
But wasn't he the most talented player?
Well, maybe. But
if you take the pure talent of his ability.
But there's also the heart. There's also the heart.
You're just saying.
Listen.
Think about the fact.
Talent, maybe. Maybe.
The All-Star game when you had guys. What year was that? It was year after year when guys were picking teams. Joel was the first guy picked.
Yeah, but how about this? Jokic has been in the top.
But Jokic has been. The NBA was there.
Guys,
it has been waning over the last couple years because of the contrast.
Jokic has been in the top two of MVP 5 years
he's
in a row.
He's the best player.
Of course he's the best player. There's
but
no
I'm
question.
Not sure if he's the most talented
player. Well, you know what? Take that and shove it up to Keister. I don't even give a damn. I really don't.
That really does.
All right, one more thing I want to get to. One more thing with Gilley, though, because he kind of brings this whole point home by talking about Philadelphia sports history. And this resonated with me in a big way. Listen to when Gilley continued on.
So that just be my problem, bro. Philadelphia, we like to see effort. Allen Iverson didn't win. He will always be the goat around this because he put in 100% effort. He left everything on the floor. It's not because he won. It's not Brian Dawkins never won around here. He will always be a goat because when our eyes looked at Brian Dawkins, it said he gives up maximum effort. Every single time.
Mm-hmm. Every snap.
Every snap. Jason Kelsey, same thing. It's around that you'd be like, Why are they goats? Because they when we watch them, we watch them give up maximum effort and put their life on the line. And we respect that. We a hard-working city that ain't got shit, bro. You got to understand, when the Eagles lose, it feel like your cousin died, bro.
That's good work by Gilly, man.
He's throwing it out there, man.
You saying it right to Paul George.
Paul George he was replying there at the end. Like, he was sort of feeling it. You know, like, okay.
Well,
did you think the message actually got through?
Let me get to his actual response. All right. So he starts by like, yeah, passionate city, okay. And then Paul George starts talking about how he played, obviously, in Indianapolis, because he was with the Pacers for the longest portion of his career. And then near the end of him talking about Indy, I don't want to play that audio. Who gives a damn about him talking about Indy? Near the end of that, he then brings it back here after having talked about his experience in Indiana. And then just listen to what Paul George said.
So the passion is serious there. I think for y'all breed champions. Like, y'all have had monumental champions from boxing to, football. Philly's won it. Like, y'all know what it's like to win.
And our parades is the best.
You know what was crazy? I got caught in that damn parade.
I know. That was f***ing crazy. I saw you. You was like this.
Man.
They all f***ing with you. Ball! Ball! He like this. Get
man, I stuck
away.
In hey. That
That's what you got. You was doing the fake.
Yeah. You know my car. Windows. I'm like, God damn. But
I'm like, what the Paul, do I ain't never seen the Uber Eats?
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't never seen no that.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen no like that. And so it was like I could only imagine when we win here what that moment gonna feel like.
Now that last line annoyed me. When we win here. Now look, Paul George seems like a nice guy, but my point, John, is did it really resonate with him? In my opinion, no. Because how can you respond with when we win?
That's just
when we win? When we win?
It's not gonna
matter. I mean, come on. Anyway, we're not obviously spending a ton of time on the Sixers today. Philly is the main topic. Eagles start an OTA today. But I just wanted to present to you, that was a few days ago, and I really appreciate Gilly giving it to Paul George. So I thought that was really well done. But, I mean, Paul George at the end, when we win? What, are you kidding me? What, are you kidding me?
He can
dream. Phones.
He can dream.
He can dream, but give me that word if, because come on, when we win, it's nonsense. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Phil's on a roll, except they did lose on Sunday, but have played great lately. They've got the best record in baseball. They start a series with the Braves tonight, with the Phil's 8.5 games in front of the Atlanta Braves. Obviously, the Mets are very close to the Phil's, but the Phil's are the best record in all of baseball, which is a beautiful thing. Let's go to Ryan, calling from Europe. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, guys, in Vienna.
Vienna.
Wow.
Love it.
Yeah, Ruben, last time I called you, the Phillies were in the doldrums, and I was in the Maldives and had to have a tooth taken out, if you remember.
Right.
The Maldives.
How are you feeling now?
Yeah.
How's your tooth, and how are you feeling about the Phillies?
Well, feeling great about the Phillies, but my mouth swelled up, had to go to another island, and had two teeth removed. And when the dentist said, we don't have Novocaine like in the U.S.,
no.
Took out a piece of pliers, I almost, stumped in my pants.
No.
But yeah, pulled out two teeth with regular pliers.
No,
that's like it's sadistic.
And then
that's
they just like
cannibalism.
Leave it.
I mean, did they stitch you up? Or?
They stitched me up, and then I took the stitches back out when I got back to Vienna.
They stitched you up without Novocaine or anything?
Correct.
Yeah,
yes.
That hurts.
Oh,
yeah, dude. Anyway, feel great about the Phillies. My point on the Phillies, I have a question for Ruben and James, actually. Since we have so many starting pitching, what if, say, you matched up a righty and a lefty, and they're going to both start, meaning they're on the same rotation. One starts the first inning, and he's going to pitch 4 to 5 innings, but one's guaranteed to come in either the fourth or the fifth, and he knows he's got a chance to pitch 4 or 5 innings, and they work on the same five-day rotation, and they even flip-flop. So one starts the game, one comes in the fifth inning 1 week, and the next week one starts the game, and one comes in the fifth.
Would you want to do that? As a starter?
What part am I not doing? I'm not pitching past the fifth inning?
A lot of it's a routine. I mean, it's a piggyback. I mean,
it's a piggyback. Teams do it. Yeah.
I mean, it can be done.
Ryan, here's the main problem with the approach. Let's say it's a good starter, because it probably would be, because the Phillies have tons of good starters. If Lizardo is rolling through a game, do I want to pull him out after 4 or 5 just because it's after 4 or 5? No. I want him to pitch 2 or 3 more innings.
Yeah. look, you can make the one exception, but you know, the exception, if he's rolling, maybe he goes six, but then he comes out and the other guy gets three innings.
Look, if Nola goes to the bullpen in October, and he may, it is possible that they would have him more as long man than eighth inning guy. And as long man, maybe he would be like game four of the Mets series last year when they got in a jam because they had to pull Ranger out somewhat early. I think it was around the fourth or fifth.
4 2/3 he went.
You know, would you want to use a guy like Nola to try to pitch three or four innings instead of having to slop together seven different relief pitchers? Yeah, you would. You would want to try to pitch the starter in that moment. But you also never know when that moment's going to come until it comes. I mean, except for the Syndergaard starts a couple years ago and the way Rob Thompson would have Ranger earlier in his playoff tenure, you know, you want the starting pitcher to pitch deep in the game. That's the objective.
Yeah. Anyway, my mouth feels great. The Phillies are winning, so everything's good.
Tremendous. Ryan, give me an answer. You can win the Phillies tickets. What's a unique song?
And I will come back for it. Blondie Rapture, the first rap song ever on the radio.
You got
Blondie.
It, bud. All right, Ryan. Appreciate that call right there. Let's get to Chad. He's calling from Phoenixville. Chad, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hope you had a great weekend.
Thanks, Chad. You too.
Thank you. You know, just a quick point that kind of came to my head as I was listening, and they might have nothing to do with each other, correlate, but I almost wonder if because it was so shortly announced after the Tush-Push wasn't banned, if the league was almost like, all right, like, listen, the Tush isn't banned now, but you have to do Hard Knocks. I almost wonder.
I doubt it.
No,
Hard Knocks was, no, because that vote came down Thursday. I mean, that Hard Knocks thing, I think, was announced, wasn't it Wednesday or Thursday? Look, I cannot fathom, Chad, that they changed what the otherwise would have done because the Tush-Push vote went a certain way. No way.
And in the end, it doesn't really matter anyway. So it was just a thought I had. Now to the Phillies, something that I wouldn't have taken into consideration this past weekend at all if anybody else said it. But when Wheeler talked about the mound being so hard, I kind of watched the starting pitching and bullpen really close after that.
Yeah.
Because clearly I think it affected Sanchez and Lizardo for the first couple innings, but then Lizardo obviously adapted. But I'm really hoping that was something that really affected the bullpen and Romano, because prior to this, he was looking way better. So, you know, they still need to fix it. And obviously, there's a lot more issues involved with those guys. Like, I can't see Ruiz going out there again and Hernandez, because they're giving up a run every time, it feels like. And I don't know what he can get or who he can get without sacrificing our future, because they're playing good now. And I think the reason a lot of people aren't as excited is because, to me, it doesn't really matter if they don't make it far in the playoffs, because who knows where we will be next year. Like, everyone's getting older. It's just, it's hard for me to be super excited.
Well, hold on, Chad. If you're acting like this is the last year the Phillies are going to make the playoffs, I think that is a foolish thought.
I'm not saying that. It's just, but everyone's getting older. And, I mean, you could clearly see that, you know, certain aspects of the main guys are just, you know, it comes with age.
Well, hold on. But Chad, look, more are getting older on the older side than younger guys. I get that. But I got Lizardo and Sanchez, man. I mean, they may just be entering their prime for the next 5 years.
Don't forget Abel and Painter.
And Painter,
too.
Yeah.
I mean, you still
that's
got
a good point. Disregard the pitching. The pitching, I'm not worried about, but I'm talking about the rest of
players,
like the field. Yeah.
Well, some of them are going to be gone. I mean, that's the other thing. They're going to turn it over. I mean, all right, Chad, I need an answer. What's a unique song?
All right, I didn't have one until Rhea said tough, but it made me think of I'm the Walrus by the Beatles.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
That's a great answer
right there.
Yep.
What a weird,
very weird song.
Weird.
All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day, and let's get Ruben's assessment of this, both as someone who played Major League Baseball, GM Major League Baseball, coach Major League Baseball, and fan Major League Baseball. Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevy, your Corvette headquarters. Have you dreamt about owning a Corvette? Well, now's the time. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. So, Ruben, it's not a baseball question, but you know what it's like to have focus on you as an organization. And the Eagles this year in December will have an additional type of focus because they're going to be featured in Hard Knocks. So we asked this Twitter poll question. Do you like that the Eagles will be on Hard Knocks when the NFC East teams are featured in December, yes or no? Now, do you personally like it? And how tricky would it be as someone in there with cameras rolling?
If I was in the front office, I wouldn't like it all that much. But as a fan, I got no problem with it. I think so people don't know this, but in 2009, the Phillies did the pen. for MLB Network.
Oh, I do remember
that. That was my very first foray as a GM, my first year, and we had these people here. And, you know, they weren't as they were great. It wasn't super intrusive. We were able to, I mean, we had some poetic license here there to be able to do, you know, eliminate some stuff and make sure that they weren't involved in some of the really nitty-gritty type things. But you'd have to talk to Brad Lidge and some other guys who were in that pen, but I don't think that they really got all that screwed up by it. And, you know, we ended up going to the World Series. It wasn't the reason why we lost the World Series. I mean, we went back to the World Series again. And so I really, honestly, I think that they understand the professionalism is necessary when they're doing their thing and staying out of the way and not being like omnipresent. And I think it's not that big of a deal, really.
Is Seltzer a softy for saying it could decrease their chances,
softy,
and I don't like it?
I don't think softy's a thing. Yeah, I just softy. Think, you know, he's a hardcore Philly fan. He doesn't want
I just care about
chances.
Winning more than you, man. It's okay.
Yeah.
He's soft serve ice cream is what
I don't think it's going to. I don't think it's going to change whether or not a team is going to win or not.
The Eagles
I don't
are think much more percentage. Mentally tough
well,
than
I,
that.
I do think it hurt the Giants last year. And look, they were going to stink anyway. They know quarterback. The roster stinks. But it was a black cloud that hung over them. So, look, all jokes aside, James, I can understand the trepidation some have that it could be a distraction and an obstacle and an impediment, if you will. But I also fall back on this. As a sports fan, I do want to be entertained. I mean, John, I think that's where you and I both are, right? Like, I mean, there's the acknowledgement, like, of course it could cause a problem. But, you know, sports are supposed to be fun. More Eagles in December, good.
I get love the sound of that.
I mean, the Lions went through it. They were. I don't think it affected them negatively.
Oh, did they win the Super Bowl? I missed that.
Well, I'm just saying. Look that's not the reason why.
Look at James pulling a funny. All right,
it felt like that sort of revealed to the world that the Lions were legit.
That's correct. That put them on the map.
It was kind of their coming out party. That
thank you. Know,
hopefully this will help. Grow our fan base to some degree, and people in some far reaches who never knew the Eagles will learn about it.
Well, there's some people out there that are very resentful of the Eagles and Philly fans.
Well, of course,
there's so much stuff associated with it, and. I mean, maybe they'll get a better understanding of
maybe this helps
why
clear our name
so
a little
deep,
bit.
So deep,
mm-hmm.
They're depth, profound.
Yeah, but they're closed-minded people nationally. I've done studies on this. I've actually done studies. Closed-minded people.
You've actually done a scientific study.
Scientific study. Three states very open-minded. Imagine? Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, open-minded. The other 47 states closed-minded. Okay.
Can you imagine Joe doing anything scientifically?
Nothing. Zero.
All right. All jokes aside, Hard Knocks in December with the Eagles. Do you like it or not? Obviously, reaction on the Phils both the last couple days and the first 2 months. Phils have the best record in baseball. First time, since some point last year. Best record in baseball, which is phenomenal. They've had it now for a couple days. Of course, they lost on Sunday. Somehow, baseball's like, let's not have a game on Monday. That was bizarre. But a tremendous job by the Phillies lately, who are checking a lot of boxes with the way they're playing. They really are. And I thought Wheeler was, the best Philly over the weekend. I mean, it was only one game. Obviously, he can't pitch in all of them. But, I mean, that guy is a freaking machine. Guy's a machine. And you don't want to see his prime blown without them winning the title. You know, they got that title with Carlton. They got that title with Cole. But then there's, other times the great pitchers like Robin Roberts or Curt Schilling, you didn't win the championship, got close to it, got to the World Series with both those guys. Roy Halladay, obviously all-time pitcher. They didn't win it all with him. You want to see them seize this moment with Wheeler because I'll tell you this, guys. I don't care how great all these other guys are. There's a chance you don't have a pitcher better than Zach Wheeler for the next quarter century. Now, maybe you will. Maybe Andrew Painter will be better. But I'll tell you this. This guy, unfrickin' believable. So you really want to see them grab one of these Octobers and win it all. Let's go to Jamie right now in Delaware. Jamie, what's up, bud?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well, Jamie.
I wanted to say, is it time? Is the closer by committee, is that going to be, kind of the...
I think that's what they do. I mean, I think that's...
They've been doing it for several years.
Yeah, that's
because
what...
they really haven't had anybody to close down the game who's locked. How many of them are there out there? There's five, max, in the entire planet.
Wouldn't you say there could be more, though, if managers deployed them that way, but it's become more of a righty-lefty feel thing?
I think some of it has, but honestly, there's no Mariano Riveras out there, brother.
Well, true. But I also think, Jamie, here's where I think it starts. I think it starts with managers now managing the eighth inning different than they used to. Meaning, if I see 2-3-4 coming up in the eighth inning, I'm probably using my best relief pitcher in the eighth inning because that's 2-3-4. Particularly if it matches up righty-lefty kind of thing. And I think that's why I think the ninth inning is viewed different now than it used to be, in part.
I cannot disagree with that. I just hate that Papelbon has the record for us.
I know.
That was like somebody to...
Because he was great.
Yeah.
Not a very good team.
Yeah,
so likable too. Ruben,
he changed the mojo of your squad, man.
Dude, our health changed the mojo of our squad.
I know. All right, Jamie, we'll see if they alter that approach, you know, by October. Give me a unique song, Bud. You can win Phillies tickets.
Bobo O'Reilly by the
No.
Nice. Good answer.
It's another great answer. I mean, certainly as quality of song, it's about as good as it gets. And it is unique. I mean, the way it starts, the way it ends, it's good stuff. All right, let's listen to Sirianni. So Nick Sirianni, obviously in the preparation process for another season. Eagles have an OTA that starts up today. Now, Sirianni spoke publicly last week. We didn't even get to this audio. Last couple shows we had were so inundated with tush-push stuff. There were some things from last week we didn't even get to, including Sirianni. John, I thought this was pretty cool last week, talking about, because he was asked about coaches he's reached out to. I mean, he's now won a championship. So now the challenge is, of course, to try to win another, but to deal with success at that level. And Sirianni was asked about reaching out to, you know, who we reached out to in the offseason. Here's what he said.
I've talked to a bunch of different guys. I don't mind sharing that with you. I always talked to Coach Karras. I always talked to Coach Wright. I was fortunate to speak with Coach Saban this year, Coach Gino at UConn. Coach Staley at South Carolina. So there's just been a lot of good insight that I've been able to pick up from them. And again, you gotta continue to try to grow at all times. So just been thankful for them to talking to me and passing on knowledge of questions that I have.
I think it's pretty clear Nick Sirianni likes basketball an awful lot.
Yeah. That is awesome, though. Talked to Derek Jeter and Michael Jordan about how to repeat. Like, the guys at the top are doing the right things, you know, and seeking the right knowledge.
And it started with Howie years ago when he got, you know, banged and then slid aside. And then he ended up doing all types of things. And I think this sort of trickled down. It kind of starts at the top.
Look, using the Phillies, Ruben, your group 08 to 09 as an example, I mean, two of the absolute best from 08 were two not even close in 09, which was Cole and Brad Lidge. I mean, and listen, it can be physical, it can be mental, whatever it might be, but the reality is handling. And look, the last time the Eagles won, I mean, let's be real, they went 9-7. You know, they barely made the playoffs. I mean, if what was it? The Bears, the Vikings, if that game goes different, the Eagles don't even make the playoffs that day.
Yeah, they needed the Bears to win that game, and then the Bears ended up losing us.
That was unbelievable.
That's why I'm bullish about this team, because you put yourself in a position to get to the playoffs, and you just don't know how hot you can be during that time. And if you get hot, you will win.
Yeah, you certainly can. All right, one more on Sirianni. This, again, goes back to last week as he gets ready for another OTA, gets ready for a season up ahead in a few months. Here's Sirianni talking about getting back at it after the Super Bowl.
At what point during the offseason were you able to turn the page from we won the Super Bowl to, okay, let's look ahead to next year?
I know this sounds crazy, but right away. Of course, I enjoyed the parade, and of course I enjoyed the flight back home, but – you know, and Kellen got the job, and then you're right back into filling coaching spots. So there's all your calendar is always completely full. And you're just constantly trying to get better at what you did the year before. Like, how do you hire coaches better and then go through that process? And then it's in the draft and free agency. And then it's into players phase one. And then so Yeah, you got to turn the page. You can enjoy it, but you can enjoy it for a little bit, but you got to turn the page, and you got to turn the page quickly.
All right, well, Sirianni last week, they turned the page today to an OTA as they convene as a group and get ready, obviously. And, you know, a few days of this, and then June, you'll have your, what is it, John, like 6 weeks off into July and then training camp. So it's coming up. All right, 2-1. Yeah. And we'll talk to Elliot at 8:25, who, of course, will be covering the Eagles OTA and all this stuff. I thought it was very obvious.
They've helped the players out. Like in past off seasons, Nick has made, you know, deals with the guys. Hey, we'll back off on the number of OTA days if we get everyone in for the, you know, the big non-voluntary one.
Yeah.
You know, the mini camp. Hey guys, if we get full attendance at that, you know, I'll back off on the other however many days they're allowed through the collective bargaining agreement now. So this off-season program, the guys are given some ownership of it, which, again, I think Nick Sirianni, once upon a time, I did not respect and admire this sort of thing. I didn't realize. I didn't know that it really was unique. That he, even in the offseason, is giving guys ownership. Even
well, the
in
players the have bought in.
He's allowing them to have some flexibility and leadership. And I think the guys clearly respond to this.
No question. Well, look, you can weigh in on all this. Phil's main topic after a very successful week last week. I mean, 9 in a row until the Sunday game when they obviously eventually lost. Lizardo, credit to him for bouncing through a tough first inning. Ends up giving the Phil 7 innings and only 3 runs. But Strom struggled in that 8th inning and the Phil's lost. Let's go to the phones. Jordan's with us right now. Jordan, good morning.
Not just a good morning, but a great morning, my friends. I hope we all had a wonderful holiday weekend.
Yeah,
and it's that great. Glorious time of year where Jordan from Princeton becomes Jordan from Ventnor, New Jersey, and I'm happy to be talking to you from the boardwalk today, leading into Atlantic City.
That's a nice flex.
That is good, man.
Life is good. Life is good. And the Philadelphia Phillies are good as well. And you know what else was good? Was Metallica on Sunday. And I'd like to thank the morning show for those tickets. I brought my 11-year-old. It's really no sight.
Sweet.
Like turning your left and watching your 11-year-old headbang to For Whom the Bell Tolls. I mean, that is an all-timer right there. He's the junior hammer, the camera. He's really starting to creep up on you a little
good.
Bit.
Good. Well, I support that. As Whitney Houston said, the kids, they are our future. Show them something and let them lead the way.
Well,
and then more that I don't know the words of.
So you give them some decent music, and then I've got hope for the future there.
That's a great point.
Hard knocks quickly. Things like that are a distraction if your team and your personnel are susceptible to a distraction. And I don't feel that the Philadelphia Eagles, after all of the notoriety that they've received, all the attention that they've garnered after winning the Super Bowl, I don't think this team is going to be distracted, and I don't think the coaching staff will allow them to be distracted.
Well, here's what I'll say, Jordan. I think they're a tough group, clearly. Mentally and physically, I think about as tough as any team I ever saw last year. But, you know, let's not act like they are forever impervious to things. I mean, it was a similar group that in 2023 had an all-time collapse. So, you know, I think James's point that it could create a distraction is not unwarranted. It could. I'm glad Hard Knocks is going to happen. I think as a fan, I just want to consume more Eagles, and I look forward to it. I've been looking forward to it for 25 years. But I can't put my head in the sand and act like it's impossible that it creates some problems. It could.
No, but this is positivity from a Philadelphia sports fan. We're trying to turn a new leaf at the start of summer.
Well, fair enough. All right, Jordan, what do you got on the Phillies?
On the Phillies, I think we all have to take some time and credit Rob Thompson for what he's done. You know, we were complaining about this ball club just a couple of weeks ago, and now we're sitting here quietly with the best record in baseball, and this guy did what we all said he was too afraid to do last year, which is tweak the lineup, which is put a little more faith in your starters to let him go longer. I think he's managing the club extremely well, and the results are showing that. So all credit to Topper right now. The guys are playing well, but it starts with leadership from the top. It's clear that this is still a clubhouse, who wants to play for this guy. And how nice is it, as much as, you know, it was fun for a couple of years, watch the guy doing the post-game interview not get two cups of crap dumped on him while he's trying to give an interview. You know, it's a tough thing to let the vibes go, but where we are and the maturity, I just love this ball club right now, and I love the direction it's heading in.
Yeah, well said. All right, my man, give me an answer for a unique song. You can win Phillies tickets.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Already said. You got to give me a different answer.
Foreplay, Long Time.
Okay,
yeah, sure. Right.
Do I know this one?
Yeah, I play Come Back from Break sometimes. Boston.
It's called Foreplay,
Long
Time.
It's been such a long time. I think I should be going.
Foreplay. You never...
from Boston.
Yes,
is this
it
a
is called
sexual song?
Foreplay / Long Time is the name
sexual?
Of the song.
No.
Okay.
I mean, just
sounds like
that's a good question.
At some
right?
level, maybe.
Maybe on some level, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just asking.
Some innuendo there.
Interesting note over the weekend with the, and we'll talk to Elliot coming up at 8:25 about this. But it was reported over the weekend that last week with the owners' meetings, Roger Goodell led a discussion about possibly changing aspects of the salary cap. One report says they're looking into, quote, how well it's working, whether teams are operating within its intended spirit, and what changes might be needed in the next round of collective bargaining with the players' union. And this report from Ari Miroff, if I'm saying the name right, goes on to say owners are already looking ahead to potentially changes to keep the system fair, competitive, and free of loopholes. To which Elliot in a tweet, John, well, listen to this. This is what Elliot tweeted in response to that. He said, I have to imagine the Eagles' use of dummy years to stretch out cap hits will be a topic of discussion. Meaning some of the stuff that Howie's so good at, maybe the league's trying to target. Which, let's be real, this could be a bigger issue than losing the tush push had they lost the tush push. They didn't, but it might be one of those things where it's like, whoa, Eagles have figured some stuff out there. Let's attack that.
This is yet another example of what happens when you have this degree of success. People try to take you down a notch. And if it doesn't work with the tush push elimination of the play that gets you lots of first downs, then let's try to address the Howie's handling of the cap. This really is.
Oh, it could be a big deal.
It feels like success is leading to them trying to bludgeon us and bang, what, take some of the wind out of our sails.
What does Roger Goodell have against the Eagles is what I want to know.
It does feel.
I mean, because I mean, he's doing all the things under the rules. He's not doing. I mean, Howie's not doing anything.
Yeah,
illegal.
Are we the only one who does dummy years? Like, no.
I mean,
I guess he's.
I mean, everybody's pissed
aggressive.
Off at the Dodgers for them, you know, pushing,
deferring,
and all that other stuff. But it's not with. It's not that it's not within the rules.
But that's also part
imagine.
Of why. That's also part of why rules change sometimes. I mean, I would say the deferral money with baseball is bad. I
understand.
I can't get with that.
But it's not. It's still within the rules.
Yeah. Until Ruben, until you change the rules.
Okay. So okay, well, when they change the rules, okay. I wonder
what they might do. Yeah. They might change the rules.
I wonder. But at least when they change them, we know that they can't retroactively, you
right.
know,
punish.
Right.
Obviously.
So the contracts that are in place, the ones that are deferring everything
sure.
and pushing everything, kicking everything down the road, they're still going to stay in place. But if we have to change that, if we have to address that and change it, that has had a lot to do with the success of this team.
We'll talk to Elliot in about a half hour about that and more as the Eagles get ready for an OTA today. Also, coming up shortly, we're going to get to some of the comments on YouTube. Of course, our show is on YouTube all 5 days. That we do the show, meaning Friday now as well. We initially, when we debuted the YouTube show about 2 months ago, we didn't have the capability initially to give you the show from Borgata. But it's now all 5 days on YouTube. And we enjoy when people comment, and Seltzer will read some of the good comments that have come in, pro or con, whatever they are. We'll get to them shortly. 215-592-9494. One other thing we'll hit shortly, something I saw over the weekend that really surprised me on the Phils. Really surprised me. And I got to get Ruben's opinion of something I saw from ESPN that honestly shocked me on the Phillies. But we'll get to that shortly. Sean and King of Prussia. Sean, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Joe. What's up? What's up, everybody? How are you?
Hey, Sean.
Good to be back, right?
Of course. Well, hold on. I take it back. I love doing the show, Sean. Love it. But if you ask me, would I rather be not working down the shore or here? I'd rather be not working down the shore like I was the last 3 days. I mean, what am I? I mean, what I'm going to say? I'd rather be here. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Did you hear the big sigh after I said good to be back?
Yeah. All right, what do you got for us, Sean?
Oh, I'm just loving the Phillies, man. It was such fun. They're starting to have fun again. And, I mean, I think, are we all cool with Alec Baum now? Do we like him? Or are we? Because I love
lukewarm. Lukewarm for me.
I'll tell you what, man. The man is swinging a bat, Rube. What do you say?
And he's playing some good defense.
Alec Baum's playing great. He's gotten past all the BS in the early part of the season and was when he was struggling. And I'll have to say the same thing about Trey Turner, who everybody was.
Well, Trey is really.
A few people in this room, in this area.
100%, and it was deserved at the time. Oh, my God, you act like he wasn't a train wreck.
Yeah, okay, well, he struggled in the early part of the season, but now he's playing.
He is. He was the all-star starter last year, too. I need to see him do it all year. I'm really happy with what Trey's doing, but I don't think we can sit here and be like, everyone apologize to Trey. Like, rein that in.
You keep going at him. Ruben, you keep giving it to Seltzer.
The man is an MVP-type offensive player.
MVP in what league?
Kyle Schwarber is an MVP-type offensive player.
Ruben, you know.
He's not the MVP on his own team.
Ruben, you know I never doubted Trey Turner.
The hammer
stood by him.
No, it's not true.
But
his defense was good on Saturday.
He did boot that one ball over the weekend. Look, he is playing. He's really
he's
hit.
He's not perfect.
He's really hit.
He's a great offensive player.
He's not an MVP player.
He's hitting. All right, Sean, go ahead, pal.
All right, so I guess the heat is off of Alec Baum. It's on Trey Turner.
Let's go.
Oh, they're just having fun. That game, what was it, Saturday night? I can't remember. The weekend was weird. Where Marsh threw the guy out at home.
Yeah, Saturday. Big. Yeah.
How fun was that, man? It's just
that guy's been playing better since he's gotten back.
He's been playing great. Still can't hit left-handed, but whatever. He's having fun. We're having fun again, and I like to see that. Everyone doesn't seem so uptight. You know, that fist pump from Bryce, he's right in the camera when they threw him out. That was, you know, it's fun. So we just, you know, if anybody is ever having trouble in this city,
yeah,
we'll give you a quick Buzz number two cut, and
that's right. I thought Saturday's game was one of the most fun games of the year. I mean, you just didn't expect the Phillies were going to win it, both in the ninth and then in the tenth. But of course, they did. What was it, in the 11th? I believe
11th.
Yeah, Sean, give me a great answer for your unique song.
All right, I'm going to give you one, but real quick, Joe Manfred Mann, the band.
I know. That's what I said.
Joe, the keyboard player, his name is Manfred Mann. They couldn't come up with a name for the band, and the manager said, that sounds kind of cool. It's
bad name.
Manfred Mann.
Bad name. Yeah.
All right, so here's the song. John, this is for you. It's kind of – Jimi Hendrix kind of wrote this song. So it's actually a dream that Dwayne Allman had after Jimi Hendrix died. He met Jimi Hendrix in a bathroom at the Holiday Inn, and he showed him on a sink faucet how to play a song called Little Martha. And then Dwayne Allman woke up, wrote the song, and it's the only songwriting credit completely that Dwayne Allman has for the Allman Brothers.
All right, Sean. All right, yeah. John, that is up your alley, right? I think it ties into Hendrix.
Wow. What song was he talking about?
Little Martha. That's what he said. I write down what he said. That's what he said. All right, Ruben.
That's amazing.
I also write down what ESPN.com says, except this one I might have to put an extra. I don't know. Give me a translation on this, Ruben. I found this odd over the weekend.
All right.
So I don't, like, what do I follow the minor leaguers for? I mean, I got enough to follow major leaguers with. But, you know, it's exciting to know the Phillies got some legit prospects. And we saw one of them recently in Mick Abel, and we'll see more later in the season. We'll certainly see these guys for future years. So ESPN a couple days ago came out with, the title was Updated 2025 Top 50 MLB Prospects. Now, John, you know what I'm looking for. What am I hunting for? How high is Andrew Painter? Like, you know, is he...
Sure.
Is he 5? Is he 3? Is he 8? Is he 10? Like, where is he? Not only is Andrew Painter not in the top 20, Ruben, Aiden Miller is above him. Like, Andrew Painter wasn't even the highest. No, Ruben, you tell me if this is, like, right or wrong. I'm just telling you what they have. So the top 50 prospects in Major League Baseball, according to ESPN, and John, you know, I mean, I was thinking I was going to see Painter really early, right? Really early. Well, they got Aiden Miller, the Phillies, you know, minor league shortstop at 16, and they got Andrew Painter at 23. And I was like, huh. So, Ruben, I asked this question. What's up with that?
It's only because he hasn't really pitched all that much.
Are they wrong?
Yes.
Should he be a top 5 type prospect? I mean, is that... I'm just trying to surmise what do
top
we...
Top 10.
So this
I don't
is
know
just
top 5,
cautious.
10, whatever.
They're being overly cautious. They don't want to jump the gun with the guy who really is supposed to be spectacular.
I mean, I just need to know if we're over. Like, when I say, are we overrating him? I'm only following the trail of like the Seltzers of the world. I mean, James, you're telling me he's the best prospect ever.
Yeah. He's the Phillies' best pitching prospect, right. Is what I said.
Of all time.
Yes. Yeah.
Which
yes,
may or may not be true.
He's the best Phillies pitching prospect.
You weren't there when Grover Cleveland was coming up the
true.
Ranks.
You're absolutely right. I don't know if they had the minor leagues exactly. Yeah.
Aiden Miller's not having a great year so far. I mean, he's starting to swing the bat well now. He's had a pretty slow start, but he's starting to pick it up.
James,
but,
does this surprise you?
A little bit.
Are you eating?
Yes.
So YouTube right now, people are watching you eat. Is that why you had a delay?
Yeah. He's trying to nourish his body.
I'm done now.
No, and he brings up earlier.
You
someone
eat
brings up
all the time.
Someone brings
the
up early me walking through the hallways with no
yeah,
shoes
that's
on.
You're disgusting.
All the time.
So I'll start doing you dirty. Seltzer's freaking.
Did I bring your shoes up? No. So you're just going to come
up.
Rhea brought it up.
I brought it up.
Rhea. Oh,
you know what, Rhea?
Oh.
Stifle yourself.
How's that right. feel?
Yeah. Right.
So now I am going to come at you now. So watch out.
You know how dirty these carpets are.
You know how dirty my feet are.
Yeah, I'm aware of that now.
It's dirt on dirt.
Ugh.
Two negatives make a positive. That's what I heard in some science class years ago. Or is that math? All right, 215-592-9494. James, do we have comments from YouTube?
We do.
I'd like to get to some of them. By the way, it's 94WIPHD1.
You know, he puts his feet in his mouth.
Well, not really. I've done it, but it's not something I do on the regular.
Just for the painter thing, just to... On MLB.com, he's ranked 5th.
Okay.
Just looked it up. So I think you can get divergence with these prospect
I'm
lists
sure.
and stuff.
Yes, you can.
That's a pretty
and
big
difference. And he's 23
though.
On that list, so it's not like he's like 50-something or whatever.
I get it. All right, it's 94WIPHD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast today from the Tasty Cake Studio. Hope you all had a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. I thought, it was a lot of fun watching the Phils. That Saturday game in... Well, look, Friday is Noll. I mean, Friday was Wheeler. I mean, just... doing Wheeler stuff. And then Saturday.
It got exciting, though. I mean, we're up 4-0. That's the ninth inning.
Well,
and
that's
Romano
right.
almost gives it away. So that did get a little more exciting than it should have.
That got hairy.
And then that extra innings game, man.
That game was crazy.
It had everything. What excitement.
It was.
That really was at stake.
And Marsh just played to throw the guy out. And the guy was slower than molasses, but he still threw the guy out, which was good.
Yeah.
All right, so we love when the Phils play well. We don't like when they don't play Memorial Day. MLB, you got to check yourself. I don't know what's up with that. But let's get to some of the comments on YouTube. Our show's on YouTube. People comment. Seltzer, what are they saying today?
All right, let's start with Tom S., who says, "We're waiting longer for DeCameron Fritz than we did for Manny and Mayweather." Yikes.
Well, if they...
We did wait. They were out of their prime. It
listen,
stunk. It was such a bummer. We never actually got Manny and Mayweather for real, you
if
know?
If Fritz and I get paid the way...
there you go. That's a good
paid.
Angle. Like
we
that.
Have been waiting. Listen, we are now in the summer, and we're going to be doing this stuff in the summer, so you don't have to wait that much longer.
We go. Yeah. I mean, that was the closest.
I mean, I'll put it this way.
I don't feel... confident
when well you shouldn't feel confident because I could you know anything could get pulled at any time and then I'd have to pull out and that'd be the end of it but you know you never know. Seltzer, go ahead.
All right, so this is a comment from David B, but I'm going to turn it into a question at the end for Ruben. So his comment is, Dombrowski better make a huge trade for a stud closer and a big stick right-handed bat. Can't keep watching this bullpen crew screw over our starting pitching. Ruben, is Dave Dombrowski going to come through for us finally at the trade deadline? That is the question.
He will do what's necessary to make this team better. Yes.
Let me ask this follow-up question. Let's say you move one major prospect.
At least he will die trying. I know that. Yeah. I know that about Dave.
Rube, let's say they make one trade. Because, look, he hasn't really made any big trades in recent years. He's nibbled around the edges. But hasn't made a big one.
The Marsh one's probably the biggest one he made.
Probably, yeah. So if you get a... biggish trade, more likely to be for a relief pitcher or a center fielder, Ruben?
Reliever. But, I mean, he may have to go and get a starter and then slide somebody else into the bullpen. I mean, there's ways to...
He's not getting a starting pitcher. I already got 37 of them. What do I need another starter for?
Because then they can slide another one of their starters, whether it's whoever it is.
Who's
gets slid into the pen.
Likely? We have youth, you know, in guys who we haven't even really seen much of up at the major league level. Does that mean that a guy like Andrew Painter and Mick Abel, because they're low man on the totem pole seniority-wise, that they just sort of get ushered and encouraged to be the bullpen guys? Or Aaron Nola, because his performance has fallen off of late, does he become the encouraged, hey, maybe the bullpen's the path for you right now? I don't know how that dynamic works at all, Ruben.
Yeah, Nola doesn't go into the bullpen until absolutely necessary. And it may be in the playoffs. He may be a very, very viable option in the playoffs. Think about what a lot of these teams have done in the past. When the Boston Red Sox won it, Nathan Eovaldi did an unbelievable job in the pen.
Chris Sale too.
Made the last pitch I think of the season for them and won the World Series. So they may be forced into pushing somebody back in that bullpen. I like to have veteran guys do it. I'm not sure that that necessarily you can have a guy like Nola be back there doing it, but it could. Zach Eflin pitched in the bullpen for the Phillies in, 2023?
Closed out the
2022. Yeah. Closed out one of the final game to get him to the playoffs. I mean, you know, you make adjustments as you go, but you don't. I tend to like the idea of doing it with veteran guys as opposed to young guys. Mick Abel showed me a lot. Can he be transitioned back into the bullpen at some point? Maybe. Painter, I don't see it, only because unless he comes to the big leagues and pitches well and there's not really a spot for him in the rotation. And again, I like to have veteran guys do it.
I'm trading Mick Abel for a center fielder. That's what I'm doing. Seltzer, let's do a couple more YouTube comments.
Not a center fielder.
I mean, listen, do I want to go Rojas Marsh again? No.
Why not?
They're both playing better lately, but
Marsh is playing. Is
well, Rojas
really well.
Is starting to dip again. I should point that out.
Marsh are both playing. They're in the nine hole,
but they are the weakest link in the lineup.
Of course, but it's a pretty good weak link right now. They're both playing pretty well.
Okay, Seltzer, you got a couple more comments?
Yeah, I can't believe I've never realized this, but I think Mark Jones is onto something. Mark says, "Is it just me, or does Joe Lowkey look like James Spader?"
Is he a good-looking guy?
Totally can see the James Spader thing. Anyone?
I don't see it.
Is that the guy? Is that the guy that's bald?
Blacklist, but
no,
he wasn't bald. You know, he was back in Pretty in Pink.
He's never been bald.
You know,
but he was bald in The Mentalist. No,
The Blacklist.
Whatever Blacklist, it was called.
Yeah. He was not bald. I don't think in that.
Good-looking guy, though. I guess right.
Well, he looks like you,
John James Spader Hammer.
I don't know. I'm not seeing it.
No.
Okay.
I see it.
I was 65. A big fan of his.
Yeah,
he's
an older
65-year-old
sure.
man.
Yeah, I'm talking when he's younger, but yeah, I could see it.
You got any more comments?
Yeah,
on YouTube?
One more. Rick Wiz says absolutely.
Rick Wiz?
Wiz.
W-I-Z.
That's what it says. I'm guessing after the cheese, maybe, Joe?
I don't know, man. That's got new name territory, but go ahead.
Absolutely hate the Eagles on Hard Knocks. I don't want it. I won't want it. I have never watched 1 second of it. And I won't start because the Eagles are on.
Liar.
Well, that's your fault. If you haven't watched, that's
really
your fault.
If you know they're going to be on it regardless, you might as well reap the benefits despite the fact that you don't like it.
If you haven't watched it, I don't even take your opinion as valid. Like, what do I care? I mean, if you're a sports fan and sometime in the last 25 years, you haven't seen some Hard Knocks,
you're gonna
what kind of sports fan are you?
It really does give you a peek
absolutely
behind the curtain a little bit. Even if they try to keep everything as close to the vest as possible, you're going to learn new stuff.
Yeah, I love the Eagles on Hard Knocks. But I know, you know, based on a poll we did a few months ago when we projected this that it could happen, more people did not want it to happen. And, you know, the distraction thing and the Giant thing last year came up. But give me more Eagles. I'll take it. I mean, sports are also supposed to be fun. I mean, come on. You're telling me sitting there watching on a Wednesday night, Eagles stuff based on what's been happening during the season isn't going to be fun for you? Come on. Let's go to Nick in Bucks County. Hello, Nick.
Hey, good morning crew. How are you guys today?
Doing great, Nick.
All right. I had the opportunity to see Metallica on Friday night, and they rocked the house. I love how Philly shows up for sporting events, for music events, and then the musicians and the sporting teams show up for us because of that energy that we bring. It was phenomenal.
That's awesome, man. What was the highlight what was the highlight of the concert?
When Nothing Else Matters was playing. Iconic song, the light show was going, beautiful sound, and they were highlighting the banners on the Eagles. And right there in the 2017 world champions.
That's nice.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's good.
The only thing missing, 2024 banner, we get to raise that up with the Dallas Cowboys right in their face, so I'm excited about that.
Yep.
And then I have the answer of the day. I got Ground Control to Major Tom, Space Oddity.
Good answer. Really good answer.
That's a very good answer. That could win. I mean, Major Tom, when you do unique and also good, that's a big answer right there.
There's a lot of angles that you talk about with these songs. Like earlier we had Bob O'Reilly. Mm-hmm. Bob O'Reilly's not even, I don't think it's even said. I think the song is about Bob O'Reilly, but everyone thinks it's called Teenage Wasteland.
Well, sure.
Right?
Well, people think that, yes.
I don't think Bob O'Reilly is contained in the song at any point.
I don't think it is. I don't know why it's called that.
So that does make it unique.
Makes it all,
that
yeah,
aspect.
Extra unique.
But some of these songs just sound crazy top of it.
So is Space Oddity the concept that the astronaut just wants to float away? Is that it? Like he's just like, bye-bye world?
Yeah,
I'm gonna just die in outer space and float away. Yeah. That's the idea, right?
There's probably
more to it than just that.
He's got some wife he doesn't want to come back to. He's like, I'm out. I'm done. All right, 215-592-9494. Elliot Shore Parks in about 15 minutes on the salary cap of the NFL might be looking to change that. Eagles with a new OTA that starts up today. We'll get his perspective on that. Something A.J. Brown said last week, really interesting, about his reaction to the Eagles having won the Super Bowl. And, of course, all the Phillies talk after another great stretch of Phillies play with the best record in baseball entering the Braves series tonight. 215-592-9494. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Burst pipes, leaks, clogs, corrosion, even a loud, mysterious noise. Don't wait for one of these plumbing problems to strike. Just contact Horizon Services today, and you can stop worrying. No matter the time of year, you can always trust the experts at Horizon Services to solve any of your plumbing problems because, frankly, they have seen it all. And you will not be waiting around for days for a plumber to arrive. Horizon Services has same-day service, so they'll make sure your problem is fixed fast. As always, with Horizon Services, the job will be done right the first time. And if it's a bigger job, say a water heater installation, Horizon Services, they've got money-saving warranties, rebates, and flexible payment options. If it doesn't matter what season it is, you shouldn't be worried about having enough hot water for everyone in your house. And you shouldn't have to worry about your wallet when you need to take care of your home. Horizon Services, they are available 24/7, so don't wait. Schedule a visit at horizonservices.com. That's horizonservices.com. Book today. Knowing with Horizon Services, help is on the way.